This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. It's a Monday, and that means best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like, your opportunity to dial us up. Operator Tyler standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. The return of Reggie Aloysius Miller Jr. III later on today. The former number two overall pick by the Chargers in 1998, Ryan Leaf, will stop by coming up next hour. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning. Good morning to those who are watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. Also, radio affiliates numbering 390 cities around America. Got something special for you for Mother's Day. I'm going to take care of you here. Because if I said, what did you get for your wife or your mom or mother-in-law for Mother's Day, you probably don't remember last year. You will this year. Details coming up this Wednesday. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Tonight, Bucks at the Heat, Grizzlies at the Lakers, and it's NFL Draft Week. I love NFL Draft Week, especially when I don't know exactly what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen at the top. It'll be Bryce Young. And then the draft starts at number two. I've been saying that for about 10 days now, and I firmly believe that. Are they going to get squirrely in Houston and take a quarterback? Are they going to trade? Are they going to take a defensive player? What's going to happen at three with Arizona? They're probably not going to stay there. They'd like to trade out of that. Four, the Colts. What do they do? Is Seattle going to go into the deep end and take Anthony Richardson, number five overall? Where's Jalen Carter go? Hendon Hooker? Bijan Robinson, Will Levis, it's going to get interesting. And it's harder to project how good a quarterback is going to be nowadays if they're only playing for 1 year, starting for 1 year. I always look at Will Levis. He was at Penn State. He couldn't start at Penn State. Went to Kentucky, was sort of a feel-good story, and then didn't play great last year. C.J. Stroud at Ohio State feels like he's dropping, but as a scout told me on Saturday, he might be falling to where he's supposed to be in the first place. Because keep in mind, when we start with these mock drafts, and there'll be a mock draft the day after the draft for next year, now all of a sudden you put somebody up there. And then when they start to fall, you go, hey, what's going on here? Well, this is when you get a real good, a true identity of these players. Now, when the professionals come in and they get a chance to see them, look at tape, work them out, interview them, all of these things. Because you can put out a mock draft. That doesn't mean that the people putting out the mock drafts are talking to these players, breaking them down, in, you know, sort of in the sense of how an NFL team approaches this. So you have this media vacuum where you're going to have a mock draft. And they're going to start right now, and it's going to be a year from now when they come out. But when you start to fall or somebody starts to rise, that might be where they should have been in the first place. Teams don't put out mock drafts. It's people in the media. They've created a cottage industry. And therefore, C.J. Stroud might be the 10th best player, 20th best player in this draft. But rookie contracts, that's why we're going to have five quarterbacks probably taken in the first round. That wasn't always the case. You know, Joe Montana was a third-round draft pick, and he played at Notre Dame. If Joe Montana was coming out now, even though Joe wasn't great at Notre Dame, he had great moments at Notre Dame, but he would be a first-round draft pick because you take a chance on a rookie contract with a guy who played at a high-profile school. That's just what's going on. You know, is Hendon Hooker a first-round draft pick? Probably not, but in today's NFL, sure. Anthony Richardson, a project, probably wouldn't be taken in the first round. And he's not expensive. The draft is different now. Used to be, Sam Bradford, here's your $50 million signing bonus, and you haven't played in the NFL. And you're thinking, how mind-boggling is that? How backwards do they have it? Hey, you haven't proven? Come on in. Here's $50 million. Now you get a signing bonus, but it doesn't, you know, you're not hemorrhaging money. By the way, I greatly underestimated how much he got when he came into the NFL. $78 million for Sam Bradford.
Coming off shoulder. So he had surgery.
Yeah. He got hurt in early at that season, I think. Got a separated shoulder the season before, and then all of a sudden you're going, yeah, here's all this money. Come on in. Now make some magic. They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Sixers sweep the Nets. Suns up 3-1 on the Clippers. Heat up 2-1 on the Bucks. Lakers up 2-1 on the Grizzlies. The Knicks up 3-1 on the Cavs, and the Warriors and Kings are tied at 2 apiece. There was a lot of fun, though, over the weekend. I watched a little bit of the Sixers against the Nets. I had a slow weekend. Suns in the Clippers, Heat in the Bucks is interesting. You know, is Giannis going to come back coming up tonight? Because Milwaukee is favored by 5.5 in the game against Miami. The Grizzlies are getting 4.5 against the Lakers. The Lakers are going to make the headlines because, well, it's LeBron, and everybody was waiting for the Dylan Brooks showdown. Is LeBron going to go for 40? Little Seton O'Connor.
Turns out not.
No, Seton O'Connor opened up a DraftKings account. He was going all in, $100 to win $700. And I said, don't do it. LeBron is not going to bite on that. He's not going to go for 40. That's what Dylan Brooks wants. Well, LeBron had this to say, first of all, starting with the reporter's question.
I just wondered what type of statement you felt like you made with your game tonight.
Me? What type of statement I made? Nah, I've been doing this too long. I'm making no statements. You know, we had an opportunity to come home and play well on our home floor, and we did that. You know, so no statement was made. You know, we just wanted to play well, and we got a win, and we want to try to do that in game four as well. But I don't need to make statements.
No, he doesn't. No. Dylan Brooks wanted him. He wanted to bait him. He wanted him to play differently than he's supposed to. All of a sudden, LeBron comes out. He's got 8 quick points. Then he goes to 12. Seton's hitting refresh.
Oh, dude. I was like, he started out, I was like, I don't know, 8 points or something. I was like, yes, dude, he's totally going to do it. And he got to 12 points, I remember specifically. And I couldn't watch the game anymore, so I kept hitting refresh. And it was like 12 points, 12 points, 12 points, 12 points. Everybody else's totals are going up. Like, damn it! Come on, LeBron!
And then Dylan Brooks gets tossed for hitting LeBron in the groin. And then Dylan Brooks didn't talk after the game, but then before a shoot-around had this to say.
I've been dealing with this 2 years now. It is what it is. The fans could talk whatever they want to. It doesn't matter to me.
When you say you've been dealing with this for the past few years, what is this? What do you mean by that?
The media making me a villain. The fans making me a villain, and then that just creates a whole different persona on me. So now you think I intended to hit LeBron James in the nuts. I'm playing basketball, a basketball player.
Okay. Don't cry if you get attention after crying out for attention. It's like putting out a sex tape and saying, hey, people are seeing me naked. Like, you averaged 18 last year, and you can be a good player in this league for quite some time. You wanted attention. This is what happens. You're the third child. I'm the third child in my family. You are the third best player on your team. Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr. the third. And then you. And then Desmond Bane. You want attention. Look at Draymond Green. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. How do I get some attention? I'm playing really well. Well, you do this. Dennis Rodman, Jordan, Pippen. I'll get more attention than all of these guys. I just do this. Now, he was a better player when there was no baggage attached to Rodman when he first started out, but he made a name for himself worldwide by getting rebounds, coloring his hair, and dating Madonna. Dylan Brooks is a wannabe. You want to be famous. Well, embrace it then. Be the bad guy. You don't talk after the game? No. Embrace it. Are you a fake tough guy? Because that's what it sounds like. Hey, it's the media. Did the media tell you to hit LeBron in the groin? Because I'm not sure. Help me understand that. Embrace it. You want to be a bad guy? You want to be a tough guy? Then take the Draymond Green route. And don't skip the media. You want it. You got it. Embrace it. Soft.
Skipping the media is super soft.
Yeah, come on.
That's super soft. I mean, you can blame anybody you want, right? I mean, that's like, okay, whatever. That's just kind of lame. But not talking after the game is super soft.
I would just change my name to Villain Brooks instead of Dylan Brooks.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, just embrace it. And then you could follow Draymond Green into WWE. I mean, come on. And he's a good player. But you don't, sometimes you forget. Like Draymond Green yesterday, he does little things that are wonderful. It's like, I'm going to guard the point guard. I'm going to get a block here. I'm going to get a rebound here. I'm going to switch off. I'm going to make a great pass. All of those things, you know, nobody, they don't make the highlights. People aren't talking about that. But if you love basketball, know basketball, you're looking at little things that he does. And he's can be a great player, smart player. Dylan Brooks, you want to be Draymond Green? Then embrace it, because Draymond has. Yes, Eaton.
I'm not going to address it here. I'm saving it for my podcast.
Well, yeah.
It'll all be in my podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Also, don't go 3-for-13 when you're on the court.
Well, that's another thing.
Yeah, try hitting some shots.
Yeah.
Because that's what you were.
Was that Draymond? Or?
No, that's Dylan. That's Villain Brooks. Yeah. Villain Brooks there.
And that shot was the best play of the night for him.
So Lakers up 2-1 in the Grizzlies. The Knicks are going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Can't you feel it? Who's with me? Who's with me on the Knicks?
Let's go!
Knicks up 3-1 on the Cavs. You know, the only thing interesting with the Celtics, they're up 3-1 on the Hawks. DeJounte Murray bumped an official, and that's the only reason why I bring up that series is, and he definitely bumps the official. He leans in and bumps him, makes contact. That's going to cost you a little bit. The Nuggets tried to go for the sweep. Anthony Edwards was spectacular. I like how he goes for, 34, and it's an exciting 34. The Joker goes for 43, and it's a business-like 43. Just like, excuse me, I'm going to put up 43, bring my briefcase and my three-piece suit, and I walk in, I get 43. Meanwhile, Anthony Edwards is style points. He's like Ja Morant, and he is a wonderfully talented player. It's just he's on a team that really has no idea. You know, the trade for Rudy Gobert, to me, was mind-boggling. It's even more mind-boggling because he's not a good player. I guess he has his moments there. But when you're supposed to be a defensive player, like that's what your calling card is, then play great defense. And I still don't understand what their direction was and is with that franchise. But the Nuggets lose that game. And Bucks at the Heat, Grizzlies, Lakers, and, of course, NFL Draft Week. What's the poll question today, Seton O'Connor?
Well, we could start negative if you'd like. That's always fun. Who had the worst weekend?
Okay.
Paulie sent this one over.
All right.
He has Dylan Brooks, Clippers, I would put DeJounte Murray in there. He might have had a bad weekend.
Yeah.
I feel bad actually putting this guy in because I wouldn't say it was a bad weekend, but he did lose the fight, Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, he got hit with a body blow. and then he couldn't breathe.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough one. And especially because of all the hype leading up to it, which this is a great matchup. I hope that they fight again seven more times. But
Tank said he was going to knock him out in the seventh round, and he did. We just don't have many great boxing matches anymore.
At least these two dudes, like, they talk trash. They clearly know how to use social media. They just, they had built up a lot of hype leading into it that, you know.
Yeah, Paul.
But did you see after the fight, Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis, they were like hugging and kissing. Their families were talking. They were trading phone numbers. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
They were trading phone numbers. They were in each other's lockers. That is not the way you sell the tension of the next fight, that these guys are going to go out to brunch together on Sunday after beating each other up.
But when they get in the ring,
that's
all I care about.
Right. But
it's like when Isaiah and Magic kiss before the game.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like that. But once the game started, then you can kiss my, you know what?
You got to fake like you don't like the guy you're fighting. I think you got to, you're trading cell phone. I'll give me your number.
See, I thought that was kind of nice. I thought it was like a good moment. It's like, you know, like a good sportsmanship moment of like, yeah, okay, we just, you know, yeah, you got me, but.
Who would have thought our good sportsmanship would come in boxing, not in basketball, baseball, you know? That's sports where you might expect a little bit more of that. In boxing, you know, they're gentlemen there.
That might be our new poll question. Exchanging numbers after a boxing match is soft or sportsmanship? That's the poll question. Soft or sportsmanship. That's a new, that's our new segment.
But is that sportsmanship? I think it's just business. I think that all that is transactional.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, these dudes know, like, okay, so let's do this again. Let's keep getting more rich.
But you can't do it in front of people. Then it might be like, wait, you know, because I've been to those fights or the weigh-ins and the press conference, and then they, you know, they're always going at each other like, oh, my God, this is going to be an unbelievable fight. And then Mike Tyson would knock him out in the first round. You know, hey, you know, Mitch Blood Green, like, I'm coming at you, Mike. And like, oh, boy, this isn't going to end well. But you get that kind of fake press conference there where, oh, if there weren't seven guys in front of me, I'd kill you right here. All right, let me take a break. All fired up. A lot of things to talk about. And Reggie's back. Always good to have Reg back in the lineup there. Ryan Leaf will join us here in the Man Cave. Your phone calls, as we always do, every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. Let's take a break. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Ironwood Grill. That's what you need to know. That's what you need to remember, because they have the latest innovation from Traeger, the Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. Only with the Ironwood Grill. Now, you can have three separate cooking zones on the Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. So you can cook a variety of foods at different temperatures all at the same time. Traeger. I get asked about Traeger. I probably get asked about Fritzy. What happened to McLovin? Are you ever going to win a sports Emmy? And then Traeger. Usually in that order. Traeger, the lineup, you want to make sure that you have the best tools to stay in control of what you're cooking. Traeger, Flat Rock, explore new flavor frontiers. Fried eggs, stir fried. We got a chance to look at the Ironwood in action at the Super Bowl. You can get your Flat Rock today. Go to Traeger.com. It's spelled T-R-A-E-G-E-R. Traeger.com. Remember, use the code DPSHOW at checkout to get free shipping. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. 877-3DP show. Steph Curry was trapped with 40 seconds left in game four against the Sacramento Kings. So he had nowhere to go, no one to throw the ball to. And then he realized no other options. So instead of turning the ball over, he called a timeout. The only problem, the Warriors had no more timeouts. Here's Steve Kerr taking the blame.
100% my fault. I knew we didn't have any timeouts left. We took the challenge, and when the challenge was unsuccessful, as we were exiting the huddle, that's on me. I've got to remind the guys we're out of timeouts. I didn't say that, and so Steph wasn't aware. So that's on me for not making that clear.
Okay. That's Steve Kerr falling on Steph's sword there. Now, you do have a coach. Their assistant coaches have a variety of jobs. And there's the timeout guy. He's known as the timeout guy, or that's part of his job description, to let you know in situations, we have a foul to give. Hey, they didn't reset the shot clock. You know, we have 7 seconds. But you have a person who is there to tell you all of those details. How many timeouts do we have left? And to me, that's on Steph Curry, okay? You're a veteran. You should be asking this. Look up the scoreboard. And I'm guessing it'll tell you how many timeouts you have left. But it's funny now because they won. Like, Steph can laugh about it, and here he is after the game.
I knew we challenged, but I didn't realize when we lost the challenge that we didn't have any timeouts left. I know Coach mentioned he took the blame for it. As I ain't gonna lie, I thought it was the smartest play in the world. When I got the ball, turned around, saw a trap, realized there was no real outlets. Instead of turning it over, it's kind of the heady play, but it turned out not to be. I looked over at the bench and everybody was shaking their head.
Funny now. Imagine if you lost the game. Not as funny. And you could have easily lost that game. Sacramento went toe-to-toe. I mean, they took the best that the Golden State Warriors had to offer. Now, I did wonder this. Draymond Green came off the bench, and he was fine with this. And I was just curious, did Golden State, was that their way of maybe disciplining Draymond Green? As a team, I know he got suspended by the league, but did they do something? Was there a reason why they did that? Or is it just coincidental that you're going to have him come off the bench and not start? Here's Draymond Green after the game.
I mean, 11 years in, you start to feel a sense of entitlement. You know, like, that spot's yours and starting is yours. And I never want to reach that point in my career where I feel entitled to something. Those guys don't fare well in the end. So I wanted to do what I thought was best for this team, and it was good for us.
Now, does he say to Steve Kerr, I want to come off the bench? Does Steve Kerr say, I want you to come off the bench? He didn't come off the bench too often, I don't think, does he, Paulie?
2014, Dan.
Okay, that would be a while ago. But and that's when he was playing really well. But I was just curious, and I don't know if anybody followed up and said anything. You know, was there any disciplinary action that you're not going to let him start? You're going to have him come off the bench? I don't know strategically how that was going to help, but it did enter my mind as I'm watching the game. Yes, Paulie?
I heard a couple people reference it as the plan for tonight's game. Steve Kerr was asked, Draymond Green, he goes, yeah, we had a talk, and that was the plan. And Draymond said the word, the plan, as well.
Hmm.
They won't use the word discipline.
Okay. And I don't want to read too much into it or give a false headline out there. I'm just curious if maybe Golden State said, hey, you're not starting, you're coming off the bench. Everybody wants to start. I don't know if Draymond Green really factored in, or maybe it was just strategy-wise. Yes, Todd.
It's hard to believe any scenario where Draymond Green, with his ego, would voluntarily say, you know what, why don't you guys play a few minutes without me, and then I'll work my way into the playoff game.
I don't know how many people volunteer. Like, why would you volunteer to come off the bench? Why not just have him come off the bench all the time? If there's a strategy, a great strategy, a bigger game plan, I'd be curious about it. But that was the first thing I thought when I tuned in and he wasn't in the starting lineup. And I thought, okay, maybe Steve Kerr's saying to Draymond, I'm in control. I'm the captain. Yeah, Paul.
One thing I did see, a lot of people were calling Steph Curry's timeout. He pulled a Chris Webber. Let's pump the brakes on a first-round loss versus the Kings.
Yes.
Is not the national title game against UNC.
I did see that headline. I go, if this was in the NBA Finals Game 7, then you could say he pulled a Chris Webber. That has stayed with Chris Webber. He called his charity timeout. It stayed with him, has stayed with him. Whenever somebody makes a timeout call and they don't have timeouts, that's when it's a Chris Webber. He's a Hall of Famer. And he's known, if you said, hey, what's Chris Webber known for? First thing, he called the timeout in the national title game. Now, might not be fair, but that's what you remember. I mean, think about a lot of these athletes. I said, let's make this singular. One item. If I throw out a name, one item. Like Isaiah Thomas, one item. Would you say, when he was injured against the Lakers and he went off with, 25 and a quarter? No. How about winning a national title at Indiana? Bob Knight? No. Isaiah is known for his feud with Michael Jordan. Yeah, Marv.
I was going to say Bird stole the ball from him.
Well, that's big only because of the comment after the game when he, is alleged to have said, if Bird were black, he'd be just another forward. And Rodman said it. Rodman started it. Isaiah agreed with it. But I would say it's about a feud that goes back to the Dream Team, an all-star freeze out, and it stayed with, this is decades now, where you think of that. But you think of one moment with these players. What are you going to think of? What do you think of? Yeah, Paul.
I was trying to think, like an athlete who is considered great at a sport and Hall of Fame, but it happens to be known for a negative play. When I was a kid, I didn't know Jim Marshall of the Vikings. This is a dated reference, was a first ballot Hall of Famer, great defensive end. I thought he was a guy who ran the wrong way with the football in a game and got a safety. I didn't know.
But he's still known for that.
Yeah, that's the first thing you think about when you hear Jim Marshall's name, but I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he ran the wrong way in a game, I think, against the 49ers. Yes, he...
Did you say Leon Lett?
No, but that's the one item for Leon Lett.
Yeah, you know him from, high-stepping his way almost into the end zone.
Bo Jackson. Got one moment? Because it might be hard to have one moment with Bo.
Jumping off the wall?
Well, that... When he ran up the wall and caught it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's also the run in the Oakland Coliseum when he ran through the tunnel or he ran over Brian Bosworth. Yes,
I feel like he's the first dude I ever saw break a bat over his knee.
Oh, okay.
After striking out. Yeah. I remember that.
All right. By the way, Deion Sanders, and that's where I said at the time, I don't know if he can coach, but I know that he can promote. Spring game got 45,000. The Buffaloes. 45,000. I promise you, I'm telling you the truth. I tune in and I hear Chris Fowler. I think that, and Fowler went to see you. I'm thinking that this is a replay of a game that Chris Fowler did years ago, because there's tons of fans in the stands. And I'm going, wait a minute, that's Deion Sanders. Wait, this is the spring game? 45,000?
And Colorado won handily.
No, they did.
Yeah, they took care of it.
But that's why when he was, there was the possibility of him going, and I had heard that he worked hard at some schools and you know, was trying to get an interview and was not getting them. And I kept thinking, why wouldn't you bring in somebody? Unless there's a whole lot more that I don't know about, but just the marketing, there is nobody who markets better than he does. He's changing college football right in front of our very eyes. They had one win. I think they were 1-11 last year. And he's just saying, come on in. It's an open house. You want to play? Come on in. And that's why I thought Florida State made a tactical error in not bringing him in to his alma mater. Because he's going to bring kids in. And he's hired people who can do the coaching. Because I don't know if he's an X's and O's. And his son is, you know, played well, transferred with him. But he's the front man. Like Bobby Bowden used to be that at Florida State. He's the hype guy. He's out there. He's talking. But Deion is going to change college football. He is. But to have that many people show up to watch a spring game and you won one game last year, it's because of one person. Primetime. Prime's a big deal, man. All right, a couple of phone calls in here. Eric in Pennsylvania. Hi, Eric. Welcome to the program.
Morning, DP.
Good morning, Eric.
Hey, thank you for having me. Sure. I'm about halfway between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, so that's kind of where my best and worst go for the weekend. Start with the worst, the Cavs. I mean, my goodness, we'll just leave it there. And Pittsburgh Pirates, our Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, I'm old enough to remember the championships in the 70s,
Yeah. But
this team here is something that we really are, you know, enjoying. The youth, along with some of the vets they've sprinkled in there. And I'll just leave it at that. Great show, guys.
Thank you, Eric. See, you get these feel-good stories with the so-called smaller markets, but then you know it doesn't last, because that's when, you know, the vultures circle and go, here you got a good shortstop there. We'd like to offer you a couple of draft picks there, and we'll pay him. We'll give him a $300 million contract. Michael in Ohio joins us. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hi, DP. First time, long time, 6 foot, a soft 250.
Soft.
I was calling. Me and my fiance are major fans, and we would love to invite you to our wedding.
Oh, okay.
As long as Todd wears his three-piece.
All right. Where is the wedding and when?
It is in April 19th of next year, and it is in Brunswick, Ohio.
Where is Brunswick, Ohio?
Half an hour south of Cleveland.
Okay. Well, you know what? Why don't you send me an invitation, Michael? And, wait, Paulie, do you have the invitation for Michael?
No, but it is wedding season, Dan, and we got a one in the mail last week. There's a lot of people who send us wedding invitations
for
you or you and the crew.
Mm.
You got an invitation July 30th of this summer.
Mm.
Sounds like a lovely place, Carolyn and Nathan.
Okay.
In Seattle, Washington.
Ooh.
Sounds like a nice time to be in Seattle.
That's a great time to be in Seattle.
You can get that Copper River salmon.
Copper River salmon would be great.
Are you penciling this one in?
I'm going to pencil that one in. Yeah. Michael, would you send the invitation? And if we can't make it, then we would be happy to give you a nice gift there.
I can do that. Absolutely, Dan.
And your fiance's name is?
Danielle. She's actually sitting right here.
Todd, remember Danielle?
Sure.
When you thought you had a shot at her?
Really
when
did.
We were. Oh, my God.
Something almost happened.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa. Yeah.
To be clear, Dan, Chrissy never had a shot with me.
Oh. Okay. No.
Must have been a different Danielle. I could be confused.
No, Danielle, we know he didn't have a shot. Fritzy thought he had a shot with you.
Gotta believe.
Send me the wedding invitation. And Michael, thank you. Congratulations to you and Danielle.
Brunswick, Ohio, Dan. This population, 34,000.
Okay. All right. Flying to Cleveland.
Medina County? Medina County?
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
We should do that one time, just attend one of these weddings without RSVPing. Just the five of us roll up, open bar, and just show up. At some random
wedding.
Do
we go plus one or just?
Well, I was going to ask, could I get a plus one?
Because that's basically one whole table.
Yeah.
We just take up a whole table, which would be great. I don't want to sit with strangers.
And I would do the PA announcing. Like, I would announce the bride and groom. And now. For the first time anywhere.
Yeah.
but I would do height and weight. Yeah. 6'3", 245 pounds, say hello to... Yeah. What do you think?
And the smoke show.
Yeah.
Whoa,
is she hot. And a great kisser.
What is she doing to him?
Say hello to Danielle. Yeah. Danielle to the main stage. Danielle. What?
I've seen her work before.
Yeah. What?
What are we doing? This is... Taking a turn?
We should take a break.
Making a rain on the wedding night. That's wild.
Let's take a break. Play of the day is up next. I was watching the Memphis Lakers game, and a friend of mine said, Dylan Brooks is trying to get into LeBron's head. And I said, well, he's not going to get in there. Plus, you should have simply safe security surrounding LeBron's head. Then we know he's not going to be able to get in. Segway. Simply Safe is designed with cutting-edge technology backed by 24/7 professional monitoring. In an emergency, agents use Fast Protect technology only from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify the threat is real. Then you're going to get priority police dispatch. 24/7 professional monitoring is going to cost you just under $1 a day. That's less than half the price of traditional home security systems. You can also lock and unlock your doors and access your cameras, arm, disarm your system from anywhere. Award-winning security. Simply Safe Home Security. No contracts to sign, no hidden fees. Customize the perfect system. It'll take you a couple of minutes. SimplySafeDan.com. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm
going
to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Hart to Barrett, three-pointer. In and out. Hart, the offensive rebound. Back out to Brunson. His three. Bang! Jalen Brunson from downtown. A 10-point Knick lead.
Mike Breen on the call, courtesy of ABC. The Knicks one win away from advancing to the second round of the playoffs for the first time since 2013. Who's more dangerous, the Knicks or the Knicks fans? Because they got to believe, hey, you know what? With Giannis injured, you got the Heat without Tyler Hero, Sixers, Joel Embiid a little banged up. We're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Paulie doing his Seton impersonation when he worked at the airport, when he's getting planes to come in, you know, with the flashlights. Like, no.
I kind of like the Knicks. I'm worried that Knicks fans are celebrating way, way too early. I don't think they were favored in this series. They could easily lose a couple of games. Let's get through one playoff series.
Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of the first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything earned, doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants, all doubled. I used this when I went to Sicily. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Update the poll results so far through the first 46 minutes.
Well, we just got a suggestion, actually, for hour two from Scott Patterson, who said, would Dan cry at a listener's wedding?
Ooh,
that's possible. It's possible. You might cry. Ryan,
I love love. I love love.
You do?
Yes, I
do. You
do
love love.
Yes.
I threw up there, Ryan Garcia and Tank Davis exchanging phone numbers after their boxing match was soft or sportsmanship? You want to guess?
75% soft.
We have 55% sportsmanship.
Oh,
let's go!
Come on.
Heck yeah, team sportsmanship.
In boxing. Are they going to be doing that UFC now?
Someone said it's the potential start of a wacky buddy movie. Okay, maybe.
All right.
What's wrong with a little sportsmanship? What's wrong with a little, I don't know. What, I mean, are you less likely to watch the next one because they have each other's phone numbers now?
No, once they get in the ring, then it's business. When's the last great buddy movie?
Oh, like Midnight Run.
Midnight Run with De Niro.
Like Buddy Road movie?
Yes.
Didn't Kevin Hart do one? I mean, I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Like him and The Rock, I want to say, have like buddy movies.
All right, but weren't they FBI agents, or weren't they some kind of undercover, Marv?
Central Intelligence?
Oh, it's CIA, okay. I missed that one.
Like Tommy Boy is classic buddy movie.
Yes, that's great.
You get
great.
In a car for a purpose to travel the country.
Yeah.
That's the hook.
And all the hijinks that go along with that. Can you think of another great recent buddy movie?
Oh, recent?
Yeah.
I feel like Will Ferrell's got to be a buddy movie guy, right? Doesn't he have some?
With Mark Wahlberg, but they were...
Oh, where they were cops.
Yeah, but that's not a buddy movie.
That's a cop movie?
Yeah.
I have some classic examples.
Okay.
Thelma and Louise starts fun, becomes less fun, and then you drive into the Grand Canyon.
Whoa!
Oh, too soon.
Yeah.
Sideways, Wine Country buddy movie.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
The Sure Thing, John Cusack. Remember, they had to do a cross country. He wants to meet up with a girl at UCLA.
And you know who he is driving with? I think
Daphne Zuniga.
Zuniga.
Yeah.
But no, the guy who's driving the car.
Tim Robbins.
Bloop, bloop.
Yep.
Yeah. Not a big role for Tim, but he's the one driving John Cusack cross country.
Rain Man?
Yeah.
That's a buddy movie?
No, that's a brother movie.
But it's a road trip with a purpose.
But they're brothers. They're not buddies. They're brothers. But I didn't like that movie.
Oh. I didn't like Sideways.
Ooh, oh. I like Sideways.
I hated that movie.
I loved it.
It made me not like Paul Giamatti anymore.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know you liked him before that.
Like, Sideways is how most people started liking Paul Giamatti.
I hated that movie.
Wasn't he pig vomit in the Howard Stern movie?
Yeah. That was his breakout.
Yeah. One of the
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That is a great buddy
movie. That's a great movie.
That
holds up.
Yes, it does.
The greatest Thanksgiving movie of all time, also. There's not a lot of Thanksgiving-themed movies. It's usually Christmas.
Okay, but are we kind of pushing that in just like we did Die Hard with a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Feels like?
He has to get home for Thanksgiving dinner. There's the hook.
Okay.
How's he going to do it?
Anything else?
I don't have any modern buddy movies.
Yeah, I wonder. Huh. I'll get Sandler on that.
Is Swingers a buddy movie? I mean, those guys are all buddies, right? There's just too many of them.
Well, they're John Favreau and Vince Vaughn go to Vegas, buddies. Hangover, sure. Buddies movie.
Similar vein.
Yeah.
Buddies movie.
All right. Well, we'll work on that. Peter in Detroit joins us. Hi, Pete. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, DP? Hey, first time caller.
Yeah.
5'7.5" Yikes on the 210. Thoughts on Due Date, buddy movie? Due Date. Robert Downey Jr., Galifianakis.
I haven't watched it, but I saw those two together. But I don't know if... Marvin, did you watch it?
I watched about 25 minutes of
it. Okay. So that's a thumbs down, Peter.
Okay. So my best of, I'm a big Curry fan, so you guys already kind of touched on it with the close call with the Big Ten with Chris Webber back in the day with the timeout. Thankfully, it didn't do anything to him.
Yeah.
My worst of the day, I want to do kind of a wild card question.
Hmm.
So I have two young kiddos, and I rock my daughter now. She's 1.5 to bed. You guys are big music fans. Do you guys ever sing your kids, or when they were babies and now grandfather, Dan, will you sing them a song to bed? And if so, which ones?
All right. Thank you, Peter. I did not sing to them back then, but I would sing to them now as grownups and embarrass them. I'm more of a, you know, reader. Let them hear the voice, you know, and let them, you know, it's soothing.
You wouldn't do like a sports segment and talk about the Twins' chances to advance?
No, you know, like green eggs and ham. You know, just give them a nice little soothing voice. It's like a warm bath. Night.
Deadlift shrimp?
Good. Steph Curry from way downtown. Bang. You can't stop Dr. Seuss. You can only hope to contain him. Jeff in Detroit joins us on the program. Good morning, Jeff.
This is what I love about your show. You make me think about stuff that I wasn't even thinking about, like best buddy duo of all time, Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy. Then you got Stripes. I mean, my goodness, you made me go down a rabbit hole here, DP.
You know what? Nick Nolte, Eddie Murphy, was at
48 Hours.
Yeah. Great, great buddy movie.
What is that? That's a cop movie.
Well, no, it's a cop and
buddy
a criminal. Because Eddie's a criminal.
Yeah, so take away the road trip part, it fulfills the other ones.
Yeah. They become buddies. Continue, Jeff, sorry.
No problem. Listen, you talked about Isaiah Thomas, the one thing that comes to mind, him getting hosed and not making that dream team, man. Here in Detroit, that's the one thing that we always talk about, which kind of leads to him and Michael Jordan's beef, so got to agree with you. Best or worst of the weekend, my guy? The NBA games straight across the board. I mean, all of those games were pretty exciting, man. And you get to see stuff like, I didn't get a chance to see the Kings play this year. But now in the playoffs, it's like, my goodness, these guys really can't cook. Worst is going to be the Detroit Lions. in the paper for the wrong reasons. You always said, Dan, the one thing you just don't do, you don't gamble in a profession like this, man. Yeah. And I mean, now you have to go and turn your mama's house back in because you're thinking about all of this money that you're going to get, and you get suspended, the team drops you, and it's just bad. Another thing, too, and I just over the weekend, Todd Fritz came to mind, and I hate you guys because you make me look crazy at times. I'm sitting in the corner cracking up after Dylan Brooks goes after LeBron and gets ejected, and all I can hear Todd say is, I wonder why he got ejected. He went for the steal and got on ball.
Oh, okay. Jeff in Detroit. Big windup there. Big windup. Like a Jack Morris windup for that punchline. Ryan Leaf will join us. How many quarterbacks should be drafted in the first round? And also, a little over an hour, the return of Reggie Miller. Two more hours coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.